Exercise 3. Rudolph P. Miller, who founded the Building Officials Conference of America in 1915, was concerned about protecting people who have no voice in the manner of construction or the arrangement of buildings with which they involuntarily come in contact. He implies that the government should ensure a minimum level of quality to similarly incautious homebuyers. Beginning with the interwar period, building codes were apparently viewed as beneficial regulation that could increase consumer information, according to Edna Troll. The risk of buying a house with defects, i.e. built to substandard specifications, or the poor quality construction work of speculative builders was reduced. Building regulation was assigned the primary goal of decreasing uncertainty and making future patterns of business as predictable as possible. Hence, the government entered the business of grading or certifying real property, providing assurance services. The justification for such building codes was extended from a primary emphasis on safety to one of reducing imperfect information during the first part of the 20th century. In the United States, during the first part of the 20th century, government regulation increased the likelihood of homebuyers making a well-informed purchase of houses.